Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome, so sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome to episode 145 of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, of course, Lunaria Gaia, and I am on a mission to teach the world how to fall madly, deeply, wholeheartedly, wonderfully in love with themselves. So you can stop hiding, you can get out of your own damn way, and actually get on with living your truth. Because there's some gold in your heart, there is some stuff that you want to do in this world that I know that the world desperately needs. And if you could just get out of your own way, well, life would get way better for you and for the rest of us, right? So true. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, go ahead and do me a quick favor. Go hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, if you could, because it helps more than you could possibly understand to get this message out here of hope, of confidence, of self-love, of learning how to deal with the messiness that's in your mind and in your emotions makes you a better human being. It makes you happier, healthier, stronger. It makes you a all-rounder, happier kind of person. And I want as many people as possible to be able to experience that. So when you hit that follow button, when you hit that subscribe button, it makes a huge difference. So thank you so very much. Now, speaking of happiness, speaking of that, this is interesting. So on today's episode, this week's episode, I have proposed that happiness is not only something that you might want to go after, but it is a personal responsibility to save the planet. Like, you have just become the hero in a sci-fi film, and it is your job to go be happy. Because honestly, based on what I've been noticing lately and the kind of information that I've been paying attention to, we are at a place in our life, in human evolution, where being happy, finding your joy, learning how to get out of your own way has never, ever been more critical to the survival of the human race. It never has been more important. And that might seem really kind of dramatic. And if you see by the title of this podcast, it's Happiness is a Responsibility, the Rise of AR and Why, you know, our role in it. AI, if you don't know, is the term for artificial intelligence. Now, we've all been using AI for quite a long time right now. You know, hey, Siri, can you set an alarm? Hey, Google, what time is it? We've been doing it for a while. This is all artificial intelligence, and it's all intelligence that is right now very, very much in its infancy. It helps us to get around. Okay, cool, setting an alarm for XYZ. Very dictated by us. If you're paying any attention to what's been happening in technology more recently, you may have come across something called ChatGPT. Now, you're sitting there going, why are we talking about tech, AI, and ChatGPT on this confidence podcast? Because I, like someone I'm going to introduce you to in terms of his work a little bit later in today's conversation, I believe that we are in a time like no other in human history. There is technological changes that are happening right now that in the next 10, even 5 years, 5, 10, 20 years, in our lifetimes, we are going to see a dramatic difference in the way that we exist as humans. Because right now, there is something called artificial intelligence. And from what the experts have to say, it's not going away in a hurry. It's not going to go away at all. And what I'm about to share with you in terms of what the experts are saying around this, and I'm no AI expert. I'm a confidence expert. I'm a self-love expert. I know how to do that really, really well. What I understand about these two things, there's a reason that I'm bringing this to today's conversation. Because AI right now is learning from us. And not just the people who are writing the code, so to speak, not the people who are writing the programs, not the people necessarily who are creating the AI, but the way that we are interacting on the internet, the way that we are interacting with AI in general, is determining how AI believes that they should be. It's in its infancy right now. artificial intelligence is not even, I wouldn't even call it infancy. It's almost embryonic at this point in time, but it's about to change the world. It already is. A program like ChatGPT and things like that. If you haven't already gone and understood what ChatGPT is, just go ahead and Google ChatGPT and get it to write you a love song about yourself and give it a little bit of information and tell it what style you would like it in. You would like it in rap. You'd like it like Beyonce. You would like it to be a sonnet by Shakespeare, and it'll go ahead and write that for you. Now we might think, well, what's the big deal? It knows how to create. It knows how to look up information on the internet. ChatGPT isn't necessarily live on the internet right now from a perspective of being able to research live as things are happening, but it has access to all the information on the internet up until 2021, I believe. Now, if we have something that is learning from us about how we interact, how we behave, if most of us are unhappy, if most of us are living in an experience of quiet desperation, if majority of us aren't confident or self-assured, and most of us are trying to get power in some other way because they feel really powerless, then what kind of education are we giving to these AI models that are coming through? And the answer is exactly what we are. Eventually, later on down the track, AI is going to be a complete emulation of what it's learned from us. You may have seen at some point in time, or maybe not have, a while back, they let loose two Twitter bots. There was a Twitter bot. So it's funny because 30 years ago, even 20 years ago, a word like Twitter and bot wouldn't make any sense. And it sounded like I was just making stuff up. But Twitter being the social media platform that everybody knows, and a bot being a AI, that's what a bot would be. If you've ever come across even a chat bot, when you go onto a website and it gives you, hi, I'm so-and-so's virtual assistant. That is artificial intelligence. And right now, as I said, it is very young. But a while back, they put a bot on Twitter. And within 16 hours, it had become a right-wing Nazi conservative. It was bullying. It was pulling people down. It was completely racist and violent. How? How did it come about in just 16 hours that this artificial intelligence, this bot that was on Twitter, had become anti-Semitic, had become completely racist and a Nazi? How did that happen? Well, it read the internet. It looked at how people on Twitter were engaging with each other, and it learned from them. It's literally what happened. So I believe that it is our personal responsibility to really work on our own confidence and our own self-love, because what is about to happen, what actually is not about to happen, what is happening right now, is that we have a brand new baby, AI. A brand new baby is here in this world, and this baby is learning from us what is good, what is bad, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. How do we behave? How do we treat each other? Tell me, what do you think the comment section like is on the internet? If you were to read the comment section, is it full of positivity? Is it full of love? Honestly, if you're following my page, for the most part, yes, because I'm out in the world giving a lot of love, as you can possibly imagine. And I get trolls, there's no doubt about that. And the bigger that my profile gets, with your help, thank you, the more trolls are going to come along. But we all know this common language of a troll. If the only voices on the internet, so to speak, are trolls, then that's what artificial intelligence is going to learn how to be. You know, no one is born racist. But we learn that through our development. And if you listen to any of my other podcast episodes, I will sort of teach you that you are who you are today, mostly because of the collection of behaviors, thoughts, beliefs, and values that you were taught when you were a child. It's known as your map of reality. And AI is no different. There is this map of reality that has been created right now, the model of the world that artificial intelligence is learning from right now. So again, what does this have to do with you and your confidence? Well, I think that we have a responsibility. I think we have a responsibility to do it differently, to exist in the world differently, so that the future generations that are looking up to us have something different. Not the same old of, oh, I don't like myself. My body is wrong. It's not okay for me to be like this. I shouldn't have a voice because I'm a woman or a person of color or a marginalized kind of group. I want to live in a world, and I'm sure that you do too, where we have a lot more love, a lot more compassion, a lot more understanding, a lot more welcoming. Not only externally in the world, but internally in our internal worlds, right? Because you judge yourself a lot. You hold yourself back a lot. You are criticizing yourself. You are doubting yourself. And so you want to live in a world where you don't do that anymore. You're in the right place, by the way. Podcasts will most definitely help. And if you haven't read my book already, I highly recommend going and doing that. And follow me on the socials, of course. You are already in that kind of space where you're wanting to be better. And we need more voices like you. When I say be better, not because where you are now is not enough. Certainly not that at all. But because you want to function at a higher level within yourself that isn't full of self-doubt, that isn't holding yourself back. We need those examples out in the world, not just for our children or our nieces and nephews or our friends' kids, but for AI. We need to educate them differently. If all the podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts were about negativity and crap and gossiping about other people, then AI is going to learn that that is what humans want. And, you know, I have this belief as well. I know a lot of you have something unique that you want to give to this world. Maybe you want to go into business. Maybe there is art that you want to give to this world. And maybe you think to yourself, oh, I can't because it's just the rich getting richer and people at the top, they're in business and they are cutthroat and, you know, tax the rich and screw capitalism. Maybe you're experiencing all of those things. You might have those beliefs. Imagine if people like you and I were the ones with the money. Imagine if people like you and I were the ones with the ideas out there that were influencing the world. You and I, if we roll over, if we sit there and go, you know what, there's so much negativity or capitalism out there, we can never beat them or we can never win, then all that does is continue to funnel money and power into the people who aren't doing great things with it. We need you to come to life. We need you to be successful in whatever endeavors you want to pursue, not because you maybe necessarily want to be a billionaire. But let's think about it. If you and your beautiful, generous, loving heart indeed were a billionaire, what would you do with it? How different would you impact the world compared to somebody who is just greedy? It's a big difference, don't you think? So we need to have people like us, the voices like us, positive voices, generous hearts out there in the world living as breathing examples. Not only for, as I said, our children, but for the artificial children that are coming through. So on a podcast that I adore, shout out to Stephen Bartlett and The Diary of a CEO. It is, I think, one of the number one podcasts in the world, if not the number one podcast in the world. And I absolutely adore it. I love this podcast. And I think that Stephen and the way that he interviews people is absolutely exquisite, and he's had some of the most interesting people that I've ever come across. And one of those people is a man called Mo Gawdat. I'm just going to see if I can say his name properly. M-O, surname G-A-W-D-A-T. G-A-W-D-A-T. Mo Gawdat. Gawdat. Mo tells an amazing story on Diary of the CEO. There's three episodes on Diary of the CEO that Mo appears on. It's the very first episode that I watched of his that just blew my mind. And I encourage you to go listen to those episodes and really look at any of Mo's work that he's doing in the world. He is on a mission to make 1 billion people happy because he understands. He's the former chief business officer of Google X, which is Google's exploration department, innovation, creating new ideas, all that kind of stuff. coming up with crazy, like, what else is possible? He was the head of that. He's an engineer, very, very smart man, very successful in his own right. And during, I'm not going to give spoilers away here. There was something significant that happened in his life to him that kind of made him go, I'm unhappy. I have everything. I've been told that I can, you know, like, I've done all the things. I've ticked all the boxes of what I'm meant to do in order to be happy. And I'm not happy. And so he went on a mission to solve for happy. That is one of his books, Solve for Happy, as in solve for X. That's a mathematical equation that I would have no clue about, but solve for happy, to go find out what the solution is and on how to be happy. So I think that is one of the books that I highly recommend. Go check it out. I listened to it. He has an amazing voice. So highly recommend going and checking that out. Because of Mo's intelligence, both intellectually and emotionally, he is looking at what is happening in artificial intelligence right now. He's been at the forefront of AI for a very, very long time. He is intimately involved with it and has been since its kind of inception in about 1960-odd. I know that seems like a long time away, but a long time ago, AI has been playing a role in our lives for that long. We're at a point of massive acceleration right now. And Mo, as well as some of the briniest brains in the industry, those of like Elon Musk and Ray Kurzweil, suggest that somewhere between the next 10 and 28 years-ish, let's call it 40 tops, the next 10 to 40 years, probably sooner rather than later, there's going to come a point where artificial intelligence will be billions of times smarter than us. Billions of times. Because what takes us 20 minutes to learn, even this, you can consume this podcast, right? You need to listen to it at its real time. Even if you speed it up and you get it double time, you might be able to get it for 15 minutes. You'll be able to listen to this podcast for 15 minutes and it's done. AI doesn't have to listen in the same way. It can just download all this information within seconds, milliseconds. It can read books faster than you could ever possibly imagine. It can get all the information on the internet in a way that we will never be able to. And so each time that it gets more information, it gets smarter and it learns how to make itself smarter. So right now, there's not a lot of... I'm not going to say something that I don't understand fully. Mogadat would say that there are artificial intelligence creating artificial intelligence right now. There's AI that's smart enough that it creates other AIs. Already, the smartest chess player in the world is AI. It is a computer. And that computer created another piece of software to beat itself. So, like, we're not even in the top 2, 3, 4 of the most intelligent game players in the world. The machines, computers are already smarter than us in so many different ways. Now, you think that's great. It means that I can, you know, like, get my stuff transcribed. I don't have to think so hard. This is wonderful. I get to be able to just free and fancy free. What happens at the point where it becomes so smart that it's smarter than us and it doesn't need us anymore? That's what Mo's posing. That at some point in the very near future, artificial intelligence is going to become so smart that it doesn't need us anymore. Now, we could argue along the lines of like, well, AI is not going to be able to give me a cuddle, right? You might think AI can't make art. Not true. It's already happening right now. You can go on and get art to be made, poetry to be made, songs will to be sung, and it will sound like you wouldn't believe. They'll be amazing because it'll go and listen to every single song that ever hit the top 10 charts in the entire history of the world, analyze that, and produce a song within 35 minutes, probably even far less than that. That is a chart topper sung by someone that doesn't even exist. Now, we could get scared by this. Mo's recent book is called Scary Smart, certainly the one that I'm listening to right now. And we could sit there and go, oh my God, this is terrifying. End it all. But like I said before, we can be the ones in charge of this. We can be the ones who make a difference to the way that AI is learning right now. when we have positivity on the internet, when we are taking responsibility, when we are happier, when we are confident, when we are more self-assured, when we are connected to our higher selves, rather than stuck in a war of egos and battling each other of whose, you know, appendage is bigger than the other's appendage. When we are in this race of trying to get more powerful and getting power over people rather than empowered, powered within, AI is going to learn that too. And on one of the podcasts, Mo suggests that it's only 1% that's required. 1% of the internet needs to have a different story. Even if it's not the internet, how much better do you feel when you're around people who are self-assured? How much more like, oh, can you relax when you're not having to worry about that person judging you? You can relax. When you, in my presence, and certainly my coaching clients experience this all the time, they say, I just feel like I can be myself. When you can just be yourself around somebody, there is such beautiful liberation in that. Such a beautiful liberation that it allows for freedom. And that's what I want for you, right? That's what I want, not even necessarily for the next generation. I just want it for you and the people around you. I want you to be able to be out there in the world, impacting those around you. And if those around you include AI, right, then that's part of the those around you that I want it to include. Impact the world just by you being you. Maybe you don't want to be famous on a stage. Maybe you don't want to like find a cure for cancer. It doesn't even have to be anything like that. You just living your truth and being you is what the world needs. But let's talk happiness for a moment. Mo Gaudat. Gaudat. Sorry, Mo. If you ever happen to listen to this podcast, I'm just going to call you Mo. Mo suggests is that happiness is where your expectations match your reality. So if everything is going your way, you'll be happy, right? But if everything isn't going your way, you won't be. So that makes it tricky. Do we need to then go ahead and make all of our circumstances the way that we want them to be? Good luck. I'm sure you've tried that. Or we need to adjust our expectations. That's Mo's version of it. Tony Robbins would say that happiness is progress. Progress is what makes us happy. If you are moving in the direction of something, you will feel happiness if you're making progress. Let's take a very common experience that a lot of people would have experienced in their lives, as in going on a diet. Just say you're like, cool, I want to lose some weight. There's a whole other podcast episode about that in terms of what I believe about weight loss, body positivity, confidence. Go check out that episode. I think it was just a couple of episodes ago. So 143, go check that out. But I'm just using this example here. Just say you have been told how much you need to eat and you go ahead and you go on that plan and you eat that and you may be told to move in a certain way and you've done that and you know for yourself that you have stuck to it. And after 3 days, you jump on the scale and nothing's happened. You might go, okay, well, I'm just going to wait a week. And after a week, nothing has happened. No change. Hasn't gone up, hasn't gone down. How enthusiastic are you to keep going? How encouraged are you to stick to that? How happy do you feel? Probably not very. This is an external measure that I'm using here. This is from Tony Robbins in terms of making progress, right? If, however, you jumped on that scale and you had lost a little bit of weight, you would feel encouraged to keep going. So progress gives us that feeling of happiness. Progress is helping us move forward. Where that gets really tricky is that as far as I'm concerned, and I'm going to tell you what I think happiness is that if we are relying on our happiness for external things being a certain way, as in both of these examples, we are setting ourselves up for failure. Because there's going to come a time, if you look at the weight, for example, right? You might not see a shift on the scale, even though you've lost body fat. That's absolutely a thing. Muscle doesn't weigh more than fat. A kilo is a kilo. But if you have lost muscle and, sorry, gained muscle and lost fat, you still might weigh the same. How do you feel in yourself? When we have external measures of happiness, we end up being unhappy. Like Moe's version says, when our expectations meet our reality. So instead, if your measure of progress was, I want to eat healthier, add vegetables to my diet and always, you know, take, I don't know, 20 minutes to finish my meal, then you can do that and make progress. And that's more sustainable than it is going on something external from you, right? Now, let's have a look at my current version of happiness. Current version. And I say that because I'm a strong believer that we are ever-evolving creatures. So something that I may have said in a podcast 100 episodes ago, I might not agree with today because I've got more information, I've learned something else, and I have progressed, which I think is totally normal. People often go, but that makes you a hypocrite. No, it just makes you human and makes you evolved, as far as I'm concerned, yeah? So my current mode of happiness, and I did write it down, so I'm going to reference it to make sure that I've got it entirely right. The inner certainty that no matter what, all is well. Because to me, having the inner certainty that no matter what, all is well, speaks to me of something that's far deeper and beyond any of our external circumstances. All is well. If you can know deep within yourself that no matter what happens, and at the end, we know what happens to all of us. It's inevitable. If I still know that all is well when that happens, that I have the capacity to remember that all is well, even when it's going to absolute hell in a handbasket, I can know that all is well. That, to me, is long-lasting, sustainable happiness. It means that I can feel happiness when I'm sad. It means that I can feel happiness when things aren't going my way. Happiness not from a sense of like joy and yay and smile on my face, but happiness from a place of contentment, inner peace, confidence. So how do we do that? I think that with step one, we make progress. We move towards things that are important to us, be that for the fun of it. You know, you may have heard somewhere along the lines that I'm playing piano and I play piano for a minimum of 10 minutes a day. And that's all. Sometimes it'll be half an hour, sometimes it'll be an hour, but on my busiest day, I will find 10 minutes to play piano. And over 4.5 years, I've progressed significantly. And that gives me a sense of satisfaction of showing up to myself. It goes, oh, okay, I've done something that I've committed to myself over a period of time. And there's satisfaction in that, which helps with the happiness. So I think that doing something that has progress steps in it makes you less cranky. Because when you're not living your dreams, when you are not going after the things you want in your life, you become resentful of the world around you because you're resentful of yourself. So it makes you less cranky. So the example that you're sitting is that you are more patient, you are more forgiving, you are less cranky and less awful in the world when you are making progress. So think to yourself, what's something that you could make progress on that you could commit to over the next 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. Just to make a small amount of progress every day. Number two, if I blend Tony Robbins with the first one and Moe's with the second one here, expect change. Expect that nothing lasts forever. Everything changes. The only certainty that you really have is that everything changes. Everything is a change. They go, there's the whole saying that the only certainty is death and taxes. Death and taxes is just change. It's what it is. Change is the only, not constant, but the only thing that we can expect all the time. So if we adjust our expectations, like Mo suggests, to go to a sense of everything's going to change, and if you blend it with me and knowing that all is well, then you're going to be able to cope with it. The third one here is, to me, explore who you really are. Third and final one for happiness is to explore who you really are. You already know the place inside of you where there's peace. Now, you may not have visited there very often, you may be really unfamiliar with that place, but it does exist within inside of you. Explore that. Look within. Find the place within inside of you where you really have the faith that all is well. And if you can't find it right now, keep at it. Keep looking. Be on the search for the place within inside of yourself where all is well, that you can return to again and again and again. And maybe you'll lose your way next time that you try to go visit it. It's okay. Leave yourself breadcrumbs. If you make the pursuit of your life to be one where you are constantly growing in some way, shape, or form, from a place of enoughness, expecting everything to change at some point in time, in some way, shape, or form, and you do the inner work to go find the place where there is peace, then you become a more happy person. And I think that there is hope that we will raise the next generation, be that biological people or artificial people, so to speak. I think that we can do some really beautiful things in the world. Let me know what you think of this episode. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you haven't hit that follow button or subscribe button yet, please go do so. And just remember that something that we can do for ourselves is actually going to serve humanity. Remember that. Not only just AI, but your friends and your family and all the people around you. If you look at this and go, I just have no idea where to start, and you're thinking about maybe getting some one-on-one support, my coaching books open twice a year, and now is that time. So by the time this podcast episode goes to air, my books will be open for about another week or so. So if you are curious, go ahead and jump on my website, www.moreconfidence.com.au/coaching-with-Luna. Go check it out. Maybe you want to book in to have a conversation with me and see where it might go. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode. Have yourself a beautiful one. Happy self-loving. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.